Are AI tools stealing your website traffic? Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we are unpacking a really powerful strategy from the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy. And, you know, if you're a lawyer banking entirely on traditional Google searches to bring in your clients, well, you might actually be optimizing for a ghost town.
It's a harsh reality to face.
Oh, absolutely.
But that is exactly why we need to address you, the lawyer listening to this right now directly. The digital ground beneath your practice is really shifting.
It's moving at warp speed, honestly.
It really is. So today, our entire deep dive is centered around this incredibly insightful article that we found on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website. We are exploring something called Answer Engine Optimization, or AEO.
AEO.
Yeah. We need to understand how this is fundamentally changing the way potential legal clients find attorneys online. And, you know, more importantly, what your firm needs to do to adapt.
Because, I mean, you can have the most beautifully designed, expensive law firm website in your whole city. But if you don't understand how prospective clients are changing the very way they ask questions online, none of that investment really matters.
It doesn't. So let's start right there. Let's imagine a scenario. Say you run a personal injury firm in Atlanta.
Okay, a very competitive market.
Highly competitive. And you've spent, you know, thousands of dollars over the years on traditional SEO.
Right.
So when someone types in Atlanta personal injury lawyer, your website pops up as the very first blue link on Google. Historically, that was the ultimate victory.
Oh, yeah. You won the game.
You won. So why are the phones suddenly ringing less?
Well, does this mean the traditional search model of clicking a link is just going away entirely?
Not going away completely, but the game itself expanded. I mean, that first organic blue link is still valuable, sure. But it is no longer the only or even the first place a user gets their information.
Right, because we have all these new tools now.
Exactly. We now have Google AI overviews pushing those organic links way further down the page.
Yeah.
And we have people bypassing traditional search engines entirely.
They're just going straight to ChatGPT.
Right. Using standalone AI tools like ChatGPT or Perplexity to ask complex legal questions. And these tools, well, they operate on a completely different premise.
Which fundamentally alters user behavior.
It does. Let's unpack that difference. In the old model, the search engine was basically just a highly efficient directory.
Right.
It indexed billions of web pages, ranked them based on keywords and links, and just handed you a list of destinations. It was entirely up to the user to click those links, scroll through the website, and hunt for the answer themselves.
And that takes effort, you know?
Yeah.
The user has to sift through all this marketing fluff, read through long introductory paragraphs just to find the specific detail they actually care about.
Exactly. But answer engines, they don't do that. They don't just point to information.
Yeah.
They synthesize it.
Oh, that's a good word for it.
Yeah, they read those pages for you, extract the exact facts needed, and generate a conversational response right there on the screen.
Which creates what we call zero-click searches, right? Where the user gets their answer without ever visiting your website.
Precisely. I love the analogy for this. Think about traditional SEO like handing a prospective client a massive library catalog. You're telling them, okay, walk down to aisle 5, find the right book, flip to chapter 12, and read it to get your answer.
Sounds exhausting.
It is. But answer engine optimization, AEO, is like having the librarian walk right up to the client, open the perfect book, and literally read them the exact paragraph they need out loud.
That is such a perfect way to visualize it. The user gets exactly what they want instantly.
But I know what you're thinking. If the librarian is just giving them the answer instantly and they aren't clicking through to my website, why do I care? Haven't I lost that prospect anyway?
That's a really common fear, yeah.
But you haven't lost them at all. Because these AI tools, they don't just generate answers out of thin air. They use a process called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RA.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Basically, they have to pull factual information from live sources, and they cite those sources. If an AI reads your website, extracts the answer, and says, according to the Smith Law Firm, the statute of limitations is 2 years, and provides a clickable citation, you have just been established as the definitive authority.
Wow. Yeah. Right in that client's mind before they've even picked up the phone.
Exactly. It's all about becoming the trusted source material that the AI relies on to build its answers. Which brings us to the core problem identified in the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing article.
Right. The visibility issue.
Yes. A law firm can rank number one organically for traditional SEO, but still be completely invisible to these AI-generated answers.
Which is so frustrating. Why does that happen? I mean, if Google already knows my page is the best, why isn't the AI quoting me?
because the architectural requirements for AI retrieval are fundamentally different.
Mm.
AI models, these large language models, they don't read the way human beings do.
Right.
They process tokens, which are basically chunks of text, and they look for semantic clarity.
Oh, so if your page is confusing.
Exactly. If your web page introduces a broad topic, meanders over three paragraphs of history about DUI laws, and finally answers the specific question down in paragraph four, the AI is going to skip your site.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The model's confidence score actually drops when it has to dig for the answer. It wants the answer immediately following the question.
Wait, I have a serious concern here. Legal concepts are inherently complex.
They are.
They're incredibly nuanced. If a prospective client asks about the penalties for a first DUI in Georgia, the real answer involves administrative hearings, plea options, specific county variations.
Right. It's rarely simple.
So aren't we just dumbing down the content? Because honestly, forcing all that complex litigation into a quick one-sentence answer feels like giving terrible advice just to please an algorithm.
That is a very valid concern. And it's usually the very first thing attorneys push back on.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not dumbing down your legal advice. You are simply restructuring it for retrieval.
Okay, restructuring. What does that mean?
You can keep all of the depth and all the nuance. You just have to flip the order in which you present it to the reader. Let's use your DUI example.
Okay.
The target query a client types is, what happens at a first DUI in Georgia? In traditional writing, you might start with a preamble about how stressful an arrest is.
Sure, to build empathy.
Exactly. But for AEO, you eliminate the preamble. You answer the question directly in the very first sentence. You say, a first DUI conviction in Georgia typically results in up to X hours in jail, Y amount in fines, and a license suspension of up to Z months. Boom. Direct, factual, concise.
Okay, but then what about all the necessary nuance, the county variations and all that?
That's the beauty of it.
Okay.
Directly underneath that crisp summary, you spend the next 800 words explaining those complexities. You break down the administrative license suspension hearings, the hardship licenses.
Oh, I see.
You provide all the necessary legal depth for the human reader.
Mm-hmm.
But you gave the machine the clean, direct extraction it needed right at the very top.
Okay, so it's essentially the inverted pyramid style of writing. Bottom line up front, the machine gets the summary, the human gets the detail, and everyone gets what they need.
Yes, precisely. And to build on that, the AI actually has a preferred length for these summaries.
Really? There's a specific length?
Yeah, the article highlights that the sweet spot for an AI model to grab and display your text is between 50 and 150 words.
Oh, wow. That is incredibly specific.
Very specific. That length gives the AI a complete standalone thought without overwhelming its token limits, which means, practically speaking, the most effective structural change a law firm can make is adding FAQ sections to their website.
Makes perfect sense. FAQs are the single highest impact structural element for AEO, period.
Exactly. Because what is an AI? It is essentially a massive question and answer machine.
Right. So when you build an FAQ section, you are formatting your legal knowledge in the exact native language the AI is designed to process.
Bingo. Every practice area page on your site should have an FAQ section. Every major blog post should end with one.
And I imagine the questions you use in those FAQs matter, too. We shouldn't be using marketing speak like, why choose our award-winning firm?
Definitely not. The questions need to be the actual literal questions your target clients are typing into ChatGPT. How much does a personal injury lawyer cost? Well, I have to go to court for a car accident.
Real questions.
Real questions, followed by direct 50 to 150 word answers.
Okay, so writing these direct answers covers the human side of the text and makes the page readable and structured. But how does the AI actually know it's looking at an FAQ?
What do you mean?
Well, to a machine, it's all just text on a screen, right? It doesn't see our nice bold fonts or our bullet points.
Ah, that is a fantastic point.
Yeah.
The AI doesn't have eyes. It reads the raw HTML code.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes us to the technical translation layer, which is schema markup.
Schema markup.
Yeah. Schema markup is structured data specifically. It's JSON-LD code that is added directly into your website's backend.
I've heard the term schema thrown around by SEO agencies for years. But what is it actually doing in the context of an answer engine?
Think of it like putting a glowing neon sign in your website's code that only robots can see. If you have a question and answer on your page, you can apply what's called FAQ page schema.
FAQ page schema?
Yes. This code explicitly tells the AI bot, hey, stop guessing what this text is. This specific string of text is a frequently asked question. And the text immediately following it is the exact answer.
Oh, so you're literally spoon-feeding the algorithm.
You were handing it the data on a silver platter. And for law firms, there are a few other crucial schema types you need, like legal service schema, which categorizes your business entity, and attorney schema, which details the individual practitioners. But FAQ page schema is the direct input into getting your text cited in AI overviews.
Let me pause you there, because as a busy lawyer listening to this, my anxiety is probably spiking. I mean, does a busy lawyer need to learn how to code to do this?
No, absolutely not. Deep breath. You do not need to touch a single line of code. If you have a web developer, implementing this is maybe a 2-hour project for them.
Okay, that's a relief.
And even if you manage your own site using a modern content management system like WordPress, there are dedicated SEO plugins for this.
Meh.
You literally just type your question and answer into the plugin's form, and it generates all the perfect schema code in the background automatically.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is a one-time technical setup that produces ongoing answer engine optimization value.
Okay, phew. That's a massive relief. So we have the formatting, and we have the technical neon signs pointing to the answers.
Yep.
But let's talk about the trust factor. Just because I format an answer perfectly and slap some schema code on it doesn't mean the AI should trust me.
True.
I mean, I could be a first-year law student writing about complex medical malpractice. How does the AI evaluate whether my firm is credible enough to be cited, especially to a user whose life might be turned upside down by bad advice?
That is a phenomenal question, and it brings us to Google's primary evaluation framework, EEAT.
EEAT.
Right. That stands for Experience, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness. When AI generates an answer, the stakes are incredibly high, especially in legal search.
Oh, for sure.
Google categorizes legal advice as your money or your life content, or YMYL. If an AI hallucinates or provides bad legal advice, it's a massive liability.
So the AI acts almost like a cautious client verifying your credentials.
Even stricter. Think of it like a judge qualifying an expert witness before allowing them to testify to a jury. The judge doesn't just take the witness's word that they are an expert.
Right, they look at their credentials.
Exactly. Their past case history, their education, their standing in the professional community. The AI algorithm is doing the exact same thing digitally before it allows your content to quote-unquote testify in an AI overview.
That makes total sense. But how do you prove that to a machine? What are the actual signals a lawyer needs to send to pass that test?
It comes down to concrete, verifiable digital data points. First, who wrote the article? If your blog posts are published under a generic admin account, or just the name of the firm.
Which so many firms do.
They do. But if you do that, you have zero EEAT. You need dedicated attorney author profiles. And those profiles must explicitly list your state bar number, your educational background, and your specific practice area certifications.
Because the AI can cross-reference a bar number. It's a hard, verifiable data point.
Exactly. It's proof.
Yeah.
Next is case studies. A lot of law firm websites just have a banner that says, "We win big settlements."
Right. Just generic marketing claims.
Yeah, and the AI cannot verify that marketing claim. But if you document specific factual case results without violating client confidentiality, of course, that demonstrates actual experience. The E in EEAT.
What about external validation? Does the AI look outside of my website to see if I'm legitimate?
It heavily relies on external validation. Are you cited by other authoritative legal sources? Do you have accurate, consistent directory listings on platforms like Avvo, Martindale Hubbell, or the local bar association?
Okay.
And crucially, do you have a real, verifiable volume of client reviews across the web? Those external reviews corroborate the claims you make on your own site.
So EEAT isn't some obscure SEO trick. It's quite literally the digital equivalent of hanging your framed diplomas and bar admissions on the wall of your office.
Precisely. It is proving you are exactly who you say you are in a language the algorithm understands.
Okay, so we have the formatting, the schema code, and the verified credentials.
Right.
But let's say I'm a lawyer trying to attract those high-intent queries. The questions clients ask when they have their credit card out and are ready to hire someone, like, how much does a DUI lawyer cost in Atlanta?
The money queries.
Exactly. If I write one perfect 100-word answer, is that enough to beat out a massive competing firm with a massive website?
Usually no. And that brings us to the overall architecture of your site, which involves topic clusters. Here's the reality. A single thin page on your website about personal injury law does not signal topical authority to an AI.
It just looks like a digital brochure.
Exactly. The AI wants to send users to the ultimate comprehensive resource.
So how do I build that resource?
You use a hub and spoke model. Your main practice area page, say car accidents, is the hub. But branching off from that hub, you need a cluster of maybe 20 or 25 highly interconnected articles covering every single nuance a car accident client would ever ask.
Give me some examples of those spokes.
Sure. One article is, what is comparative negligence in our state? Another is, how long does a settlement take with major insurance carriers? Another is, should I give a recorded statement to the insurance adjuster?
Okay, very specific question.
Very specific. You answer all these specific long-tail questions in depth, and you internally link them all back to the main hub page using clear anchor text.
Yeah. So when the AI crawls the site, it sees this massive interconnected web of hyper-relevant legal information.
Yep.
And it realizes, wow, this firm didn't just touch on the subject, they wrote the encyclopedia on it.
Exactly. You prove authority through comprehensive depth. And the beautiful thing about this topic cluster strategy is that it benefits traditional SEO just as much as it benefits AI search.
I was just observing that. This strategy sounds like it benefits traditional SEO just as much as AI search.
It really does.
Yeah.
We need to be very clear that AEO and traditional SEO are not competing strategies.
You don't abandon one for the other.
Not at all. Strong technical SEO, fast page speeds, quality backlinks, flawless mobile performance, that is the foundation of your digital house. AEO simply layers on top of it.
So the structural additions like schema and FAQ blocks just make your existing great content accessible to the new generation of machines.
Exactly. It takes something that sounds incredibly intimidating, optimizing your law firm for artificial intelligence, and breaks it down into very human, logical steps. But, you know, theory is only helpful if we actually apply it.
If a busy attorney is sitting at their desk right now, what is the action plan? Where do they start this afternoon?
Well, the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing article lays out a brilliant roadmap for this.
Let's hear it.
It's a strategy designed for a 30 to 60 day execution, which aims to start producing those AI citations in the next 3 to 6 months.
Let's walk through that journey. What's the very first move?
Step one, start with your highest value digital real estate. Identify your top five practice area pages, the ones that drive your most valuable cases.
Okay, so you don't need to rewrite your entire website overnight.
Not at all. Just take those five pages and add a dedicated FAQ section to the bottom of each one.
And we're making those questions the exact things clients ask during a consultation, right? Using the client's natural language, not formal legal jargon.
Exactly. Keep the answers direct, factual, and strictly in that 50 to 150 word sweet spot.
Okay, so that handles the content piece. What's step two?
The technical translation. Once those FAQs are written, implement FAQ page schema on those specific pages.
Right. Shoot an email to your developer or turn on your SEO plugin.
Yep. Turn on the neon sign to tell the machines exactly where those answers live.
That covers the retrieval part. Now we need to prove our credibility.
Right. So step three is an EEAT audit. Specifically focusing on your author profiles. Go through every attorney list on your website. Make sure they have a robust bio. Are there specific credentials listed? Are there bar numbers visible?
You know, I want to emphasize that point. Updating your own bio is something any listener can literally do this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't require a massive marketing budget. It doesn't require complex coding. It is a massive trust signal that costs absolutely nothing to build.
Exactly. It's the lowest hanging fruit with the highest impact on your trust scores.
So we've fixed the existing pages. How do we expand for step four?
Step four is building your topical depth. Sit down and identify the five most common nuanced questions you get from clients in your main practice area. Then write a dedicated deep dive article on each one of those questions.
We're talking 1,200 to 2,000 words, right?
Oh, yes. You answer the question directly in the first sentence, giving the AI what it wants, and then spend the rest of the page exploring every possible angle for the human reader.
And I imagine this isn't just a one-time project. Step five has to be about making this part of the firm's culture moving forward.
It absolutely does. The final piece of the puzzle is building the FAQ habit. From this day forward, every single new piece of content your firm publishes, whether it's a blog post, a news update, or a new practice area page, must include an FAQ section at the bottom.
You just build it into your standard operating procedure.
You do. It becomes automatic. If a firm executes this roadmap, they aren't just chasing the algorithm of the week. They are fundamentally repositioning themselves for where search is heading rather than where it has been.
And that is the whole point. The search landscape is shifting from links to answers. If your content isn't structured to be the answer, the AI is simply going to find someone else's content that is.
It really requires a profound shift in mindset.
It does. To recap our central theme today, optimizing your website only for traditional organic rankings in those blue links means you are optimizing for a shrinking share of the client decision journey.
Right. You're no longer just trying to be found. You're ensuring you are understood by the systems doing the finding.
Perfectly said. Answer engines aren't a fad. They are the natural evolution of how people look for legal help. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you, the listener, with a final provocative thought to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
We've spent this entire deep dive talking about the technical side of getting the machines to cite your firm. But think about the human impact of this shift.
What do you mean?
If AI answer engines are successfully answering all of the basic preliminary legal questions for your prospective clients before they ever pick up the phone to call you, how does that change the way you need to conduct your very first consultation with them?
Oh, wow. That is a fascinating point.
Because they aren't coming to you with a blank slate anymore. They aren't asking, what is a statute of limitations? They are coming to you pre-informed, potentially, with very specific expectations set by an AI.
And what if the AI hallucinated and gave them the wrong expectation about their settlement value?
Exactly. That changes the entire dynamic of the intake process. You are no longer just an educator. You have to be a strategist and sometimes a deprogrammer from minute one.
That is a lot to think about.
It really is. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been listening to our deep dive into the strategies inside the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing.
We hope you found these insights valuable.
We really do. And we wish you the best of luck implementing these answer engine optimization strategies into your own practice. Have a great day.